This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we should avoid being thrown off our game. And sometimes I can avoid being thrown off my game in the moment when it is happening, but then I'm so shocked that an incident happened, it will consume my energy following the encounter. And when I look to the scriptures, I look at Nehemiah and how he handled those people who tried to distract him. So as we know, Nehemiah was tasked with restoring about 2 miles of Jerusalem's broken walls. And his distractors show up, not necessarily at the beginning, but toward the end when he's on a fierce mission to complete this assignment from God. And here they come. But what Nehemiah shows me is how he chooses to use his energy, because they use several tactics. They use intimidation. They try to set up these meaningless meetings for him, anything to distract him. Nehemiah teaches us he wasn't distracted in the moment. He dismissed them, but he also wasn't so consumed about it. In other words, if there was a telephone in those days, Nehemiah strikes me as the one, he didn't pick up the phone and call 10 different people to say, look at what they did to me. He sunk his energy into the right place, which was finishing the task that God had before him. And so I always think about Nehemiah when I'm trying to avoid distraction. And the words that I will use to not be thrown off my game: I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remain steadfast and avoid being thrown off your game.